This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you something on Parshas Pekudei. We know that in the end, at the end of each parsha, it's published in our Chumashim, the total number of psukim in the parsha. And there's a siman, which is usually bedarach klal, a word from the parsha, or the name of a person found in Tanakh, or sometimes at the end of the parsha you have both a word in the parsha or a figure in Tanakh, that the gematria of that word is the same number of psukim in the parsha. Now we don't quite know who established these simanim, but the Sefer Taras Yaakov of Yaakov Chaim Sofer, a grandson of the Kaf HaChaim, he brings in this week's parsha that, in his opinion, the simanim come from the Balei HaMasaira. He says, I'm not sure who made them. He says, Karv levadai etzli, shem rabbi seinu chachmei hamasoira, she safru oisiois shel Torah. However, there's one exception to the rule. At the end of Pekudei, we don't find the sum total of psukim at the end of the parsha, and we don't find the siman. By the way, only in the Chumash that's published with the Malbim, we find tzadi beis psukim, 92 psukim, the siman is eitzei. So, question, why is there no siman at the end of Pekudei, like every other parsha? Interestingly, the Roikeach brings that Toich Devarav, that there is a siman to the number of psukim in the parsha's Pekudei. He says, Eglois Tzav, 92, Keneged the 92 days from when they left Mitzrayim until they built the Egel. From Tesvav Nisan, you have 15 days in Nisan, and you have 30 days in Iyar, and 30 days in Sivan, and 17 days in Tammuz. So you have 60, 75, 17, 92. Yet it took them 92 days until they made the Egel, connected the 92 psukim in Parshas Pekudei. The word tzav is a remez to the Chet HaEgel. It could be, by the way, I just realized, Eglois Tzav. Until they made the Egel, it was 92 days. What's the connection, though, between the 92 days that it took to make the Egel and the number of psukim this week's parsha? You could say that in Parshas Pekudei, it was Nishlam Melechas HaMishkan, which is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, right? Rashi says in the beginning of Pekudei, Mishkan HaEdos, Edos LiYisrael, that Hashem was Mevater for the Egel. So it comes out that through the 92 psukim of the Melechas HaMishkan, the Chet HaEgel was Neskaper, that happened 92 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Sefer Beis Abba of Rabbi Avram Rappaport, he writes that in fact there is a siman in Parshas Pekudei for the number of psukim, there is a siman, but the printers left it out. Namely, the siman was Ein Loi Siman. Originally they wrote Ein Loi Siman. Ein is Gematria 61. Loi is Gematria 31. 61 and 90 and 31 is 92. So originally it said Ein Loi Siman. There is not. No, there isn't a siman. And the publishers said, what? Oh, there's no siman. So they just took it out, not knowing that Ein Loi is a siman. The problem is that this is seems to be erroneous. Because Ein Loi, Loi with an Aleph, has no meaning. It's a double negative. Ein, there isn't. Loi, there's not. That means there is a siman. That, would that make it? Unless there's not, there isn't, meaning this is it. But simply Ein Loi implies that there's no siman, but you don't usually use a double negative. And ein, you would typically say Ein Loi, Loi with a Vav, but then there would be an additional 5 psukim, then it would be 97 psukim. So the Ger Rebbe offers a possibility that seems to be more reasonable, and in the Sefer Igros Kodesh of the Admar of Lubavitch, he also offers this possibility, namely, then the old Chumashim, it's said at the end of Pekudei, Beli Koil Siman. Beis Lamed Yod Chaf Lamed. Beli Kol Siman. Without a Siman. Without any Siman. And the publishers didn't really realize this, and they thought there's no simin for Pekudei, so they just took it out, not realizing that the simin is, Beli Koil is the simin. But the Taras Yaakov asks, the Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, if there's some tradition for this, we'll accept it. But he also questions this possibility, because if you look at the other simanim at the end of each parsha, usually, without exception, the name of the simen is the name of a person who's recognized in the Chumash. All these simanim are names of people. And Ein Koil is certainly not the name of a person. And furthermore, there is a person's name they could have used as a simen for Parshas Pekudei. Livni, Lamed Beis, Nun Yud. And that would be a question on the simen given in the Malbim Chumash, or the Roikeach, whether Eitzei is a simen, or Tzav is a simen. By the way, the Me'iri in the Kiryas Sefer Chelek Beis, at the end of each parsha, he gives a simen for the number of psukim in each parsha. Many times it's different than the simanim in Ar Chumashim. And in Parshas Pekudei he says, we finished the number of parshiyos, and the number of psukim in Pekudei is 92. The simen is Uziyah, Ayin Zayin Yud Hey, which is 92. So he gives the simen as Uziyah. But this simen is not written in our Chumashim. By the way, in the Sefer Kunchus Mishkanei Secha Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Eli Cohen, he brings another simen. The end of the parsha, Bechol Maaseihem, Bechol Maaseihem. Bechol is 52, and the mem of the next letter is 92. So this is like an expression found at the end of the parsha, B'chol Maaseihem, 92 psukim. The question is, why is there no simen at the end of Pekudei? Or why was originally there was a simen, an unusual simen? B'li Kol simen, there's no simen here. Maybe it's somewhat of an irony. In this week's parsha, we count all the items that were donated to the Mishkan. The Zayir HaKadosh in this week's parasha brings an interesting question. He asks, Rabbi Yitzchak asks Rabbi Shimon Yochai, we know that the Shekhinah and Bracha does not dwell on anything which is counted or tallied. So then why did they count every single item donated for the Mishkan in this week's parasha? The gold, the silver, the copper, everything is counted. The whole parasha's Pekudei is counting. That's what Pekudei means. It's a parsha of counting the items that are donated. And the Rashi basically said that typically when you count something, bracha is not found, kedusha is not found. But when you count a davar shebe kedusha, bracha is chal on it. Certainly the Mishkan, when you count it, when you count the items of the Mishkan, it remains holy. In fact, the cheshbon becomes holy. The Kedusha doesn't leave. So again, the Zohar says, Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rabbi Shimon, he said, we know bracha is not shayra b'davar ha'omed b'midah, b'davar ha'omed b'cheshbon. So by the Mishkan, why was everything counted? So the Rashbi said, any time the item of Kedusha is counted, it retains its Kedusha. So it could be this parsha, Pekudei, this are which is all about counting, and it's counting all the items of the Mishkan. So the Bali Amasur wanted to be merames, that the counting in Parshas Pekudei, it's a different kind of counting. It's qualitatively a different kind of counting. This you're allowed to count. The counting of Pekudei is different than any other counting. The counting of Pekudei you're allowed to do. It's the only kind of counting you're allowed to do. So to indicate this is a different kind of counting, we count the psukim in a different way. Either we don't give a simen, or we give an unusual simen. But there's a fundamental difference in the counting of Pekudei more than any other parsha, because it's counting of Davar Shebekdusha, so therefore the manner of counting the psukim perhaps is also qualitatively different. But in any event, it's certainly of note that the number of psukim in Pekudei, the number is not given, and the simon is not given. And I wish everybody that upon the conclusion of Pekudei, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek, we should all be zoiche to great chizuk in all of our inyanim. Thank you very much. wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzacha.
Thank you.
Baruch tia. Kol tov. Baruch Hashem, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.